Well, warm welcome to Foundations 12. Nice to see so many new faces. Mm-hmm. I won't ask you all to stand up because otherwise poor old Malcolm will be on his own again. Very nice to see you. We have a powerful subject this time. Thank you, Malcolm. We have a powerful subject for this week. And my prayer is that you will hear from our Father in heaven, that he will speak to you, and that as a result, we will all be walking closer together with him, especially in these days. You know what I mean. The darker it gets, the brighter we must shine. Huh? So, that is the subject, holiness. And I just want to give you one scripture that's come to mind, which you know well, but it just so happens that my Bible refers to it as a call to holiness. A call to holiness seemed appropriate to me. You know it well? It comes from Romans 1. And it says this: I urge you, brethren, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your reasonable act of service. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then, you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. We'll explore this further on Thursday morning. I was serious.
Amen.
Sarah would also like to welcome you, and furthermore, she would like to encourage you with a little testimony of hers, right?
It is so good to be together again. Do you know, just getting out of the car and seeing familiar faces and people lighting up when they saw each other. It's just such a special time to be together. And for those of you that have been here for the or are here for the first time, you really are in for a treat, I hope so. And that you'll get to know each other and hear each other's stories, their testimonies, to share with each other. It's a safe place. And we really want you to know that it's a safe place, because you'll have time to be able to pray, share, confess, do all the things that you need to do to get right with God. And you know, I think it's amazing that it's the largest conference that we've had for the last few years for a subject that is holiness. You know, if it was healing, or if it was prophecy, or if it was something along those lines, you expect it. But when it's holiness, it's something that many people would run away from. So I just feel incredibly encouraged that we're here together, all with a heart, to really get to know Jesus in a deeper way, and to get rid of the things that hold us back from being with Jesus. So I'm excited. I really am excited about what he's going to do. Hmm. There were just a couple of things that I wanted to, I really felt the Lord wanted to share, me to share with you. You know, we are a family. And really feel, those of you that are here for the first time, we are a family. And that is very, very different from a lot of conferences where you're just a delegate. We're family together. And you're going to have some wonderful teaching from anointed teachers. And I really want to urge you with all my heart, and urge me as well, or urge all of us, to respond. You know, don't be here just listening to what they've got to say, however good it's going to be, unless we respond to what God is saying and what God is telling us to do and encouraging us to do. What's the point? To wait until another year and hear other messages? With all my heart, respond. You know, there are some of you who would much prefer to go and respond to the Lord in the quietness of your room, but others of you that might need a little bit of help. And there's a team here of people who will lovingly help you. So don't feel ashamed or afraid of asking for help, because, you know, to help somebody to come through into a deeper place with Jesus, what an incredible privilege. What an incredible joy. So please, that's number one. The other thing that I wanted to share with you is something that the Lord has really shown me over my walk. That there are times when I have wanted with all my heart to change. And however hard I've pushed or pulled or read my Bible or said my prayers, somehow or other, I haven't been able to get there. Has that happened to anyone else? You know, are the things in one's things in one's life that, you know, it could be relationships. I know there are times that I've struggled, maybe with somebody, or sitting in a room with somebody, or somebody comes into a room and something rises up inside of you, and you can't help that. You know, you really, it happens. And, you know, I've asked the Lord, please, will you help me? Because I can't do it. I want to, with all my heart. I want to do it. I know it's sin. I confess it as sin. And do you know, when I've done that, I've seen a person another time, and it's gone. It is amazing that we do it. We're co-workers with the Lord, or he's co-worker with us. And with him, without him, we cannot do it. So, you know, if there are any of you here that feel, I've tried so hard to get this right, I really wish I could. I wish I could change. Be encouraged, because the Lord will do it. If you really humble yourself, and if you seek to obey God and to draw closer to him, he will do it. It's a two-way thing. You know, we're not standing here with celestial pancakes falling on our heads that it's done. We have to work with the Lord. I wanted just to, if I may, share a testimony that where the Lord did something quite extraordinary in my life. And it was a very difficult situation, but it was totally miraculous. I could not do it. And I'm telling you this because I want to encourage you that I know the Lord will help you. My parents lived in Spain for 30 years, and my father had lung cancer, and they came back to live in England. And a few months after he came back, after they came back, he died. So my mother was widowed, and she had rented a little bungalow very near where we lived. And, you know, it wasn't easy. I think maybe a lot of us know that with elderly, sick relatives, it's not always easy, but God gives us the grace. And there was a time when my mother, both my parents had given their lives to the Lord, and Mummy had to have a major heart surgery. And she went into hospital. She was in Papworth Hospital. We left her at Papworth Hospital. And the next, just to sort of fill you in a little bit with our situation, we were in a very tricky situation. Jose had been made redundant, and we were having to move, and our daughter was changing school, and life was very, very far from easy at that stage. So we took my mother to the hospital and left her there and prayed for her. And the following morning, my prayer partner was coming round to see me. And when she came round, I remember I was on the flagstone floor of our kitchen, and I was absolutely sobbing my heart out. And she said to me, "Sarah, don't worry. She'll be all right." I said, "Diane, you don't understand. I can't pray for her to survive. I'm a Christian. My mother was a Christian. The burden of all of what was going on, I didn't know how I was going to cope with. You know, this is something I haven't shared this with many people. But how I could not go on my knees and say, Lord, I was saying, Lord, I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it. And I was saying, Lord, you know, what I'm feeling is so terrible. It's so sinful. It's so ghastly what I'm feeling. You know, I can't possibly go on. How do I go on like this? And the Lord was incredibly gracious. The day that after she had her operation, she was in intensive care. And the following day, she was taken into a ward. And I drove from home to Papworth Hospital. I can't remember how long it was, probably an hour and a half, something like that. And I had windscreen wipers, I think, on my eyes. And I was just crying out to the Lord. I said, Lord God, give me your love for my mother. You know, I don't want to say anything detrimental about my mother, and I certainly don't want to justify any of my feelings. But I got to the hospital, and my prayer was so deep, was so profound. I was so repentant. I was so disgusted with how I felt. I got into the hospital. I walked into the ward, and I saw my mother. I could hardly recognize her. And it was as though the Lord had cut my heart in two, and he had poured a jug of liquid love into me. It was something that I can't even begin to tell you. I just felt absolutely overwhelmed by love. And Mummy, there was a doctor sitting next to her in the hospital. And he said, "I am so very sorry to tell you, she's had a major stroke." Well, she survived the stroke. She went into a hospital locally. I visited her every single day with overwhelming love. Every second I was with her, I longed to be with her. It was, I can't really, don't have the words to express. But why I'm telling you this is, and she lived for another 9 months, but why I'm telling you this is because there is nothing that is in our hearts that is sinful. And that was a big sin. It really was. There's nothing there that if we seek the Lord with all our heart, we humble ourselves before him, that he can't do. Absolutely nothing. So this is the reason that I want to encourage you, I hope, to say, look, just, it doesn't matter. God knows what's inside of us. He knows what's going on. He knows our sin. And this is only one part of holiness, isn't it? But he knows what's going on inside of us. And there's nothing, it was no point in me lying to the Lord or trying to hide my feelings. I had to be honest because God knew. But I can't tell you the love that he poured into my heart. And those last 9 months I had with my mother were the most unbelievable, unbelievable time. And I would look at her and I thought, you know, I just love you so much. So from changing from one way to another, literally within hours, was extraordinary. So the reason I'm telling you this is to encourage you to whatever you want him to do, there's nothing that he can't. The Lord gave me a word for this this conference, which literally came out of the blue. And the word he gave me was, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. And I hadn't realized that it was scriptural. And actually, from it's in several places, but in Psalm 96, it says, O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness, tremble before him, all of the earth. And then a friend of mine said that there was a song, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. So we're going to sing that. And I'm thinking of the beauty of holiness, and I'm thinking of Steve's book of Shalom, and the beauty of Shalom, the beauty of peace. So we're going to sing that, but because it's an old song, we thought it would be quite nice. David Sell very kindly suggested that we sung it to Be Thou My Vision, which it fits in quite nicely. So it's a more of a modern song, modern tune, but with the lovely words of worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. So can we carry that thought with us? And we will worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness, in the great God that we have, the forgiving God, the loving God, the mighty God, the wonderful God. And you know, another thing that just coming to my mind now, I know it's scripture somewhere, the greater the forgiveness, and I know God forgave me something very big, the greater things that he can do in you, and the greater, the closer you grow with him, because you're so grateful for what he's forgiven you for. I was so grateful for what he'd forgiven me for. So if we can sing that, I think Jeremy, you're going to lead us in that.
Yeah.